White, W.C. White, J.E. White, Emma. Napa, California, December 19, 1881. Dear Willie, Edson, and Emma, I have spoken in Napa twice, once on Sabbath to our people and once on Sunday in the Methodist Church. We had a very good audience. They gave the best of attention. The Lord gave me great freedom and clearness of mind. After the meeting closed, the Methodist minister came to shake hands with me and told me he was glad to have an opportunity to hear me speak. He said, "This temperance discourse is entirely a new field. I never heard it presented in this manner. This takes the matter home and commences the work of temperance where it should start. I speak tonight on the mother's work and duty at home. Tomorrow we take the cars for Woodland, and Thursday we go to Gilliam's, where Sister Manor meets us with a carriage and takes us 8 miles to their home. Brother Rice is very anxious I should go there now to visit his people, as his sister from San Diego is there. His father has been under conviction from reading my letter and from the influence of camp meeting, but he seems to be throwing off conviction again. He thinks I could do good now, just now. I have been 1 week at the Crystal Springs. My throat is much better. My lungs are better. Rheumatic difficulties still trouble me considerably. I will write you when I arrive at Freshwater. I think we can take the property at Crystal Springs. I think I stated to you in regard to it. Brother Pratt will give $4,000 without any returns and without having the least say or control of the Institute. He will want the interest on the $1,000 that he has in the Institute, besides the $4,000, but will let the $1,000 remain at present. Brother Atwood wants $2,500 for his property, gives $1,000. He will let this $2,500 remain till he requires it to build. He will work for less than $2 per day in winter, but wants $2 in summer if employed as a hand. We thought it would be best to secure his help, for he knows so well about things. He is a good carpenter, a good painter, and is faithful as the day is long. Is not this right? Work ought to begin at once at the Institute. There is a loss every day that passes. Brother Atwood takes his wife and Alice to her mother's. Brother Rice will probably give his means in the Institute, which is $1,500. Thus, you see, there is but little money to be raised at present. I received a letter from Brother Fred Harmon. He states he cannot find out anything yet in regard to the property about the school building. There is no one as yet who knows of the purchase but Brother and Sister Harmon and Elder Healy. Brother I. D. Van Horn and M. C. Israel are here, and it seems almost like time and labor being thrown away. But few come out to hear. There are a few who seem interested, but the nights are dark and cold, and not much attendance can be gained. Brother Van Horn has rare abilities as a speaker, and he should have the crowd to speak to. They will hold on a little longer here. The church here is very, very weak. I shall try to move carefully. I can write but little. It brings on severe pain in the spine and back of the head and through my eyes. I do long to get to my home in Oakland and get out some of the books I have so long talked of. But after giving Oakland another fair test, if I cannot have health there, I shall go to Healdsburg, if it is only we women that go on the place. I am sometimes troubled that my way seems to be so completely hedged up that I cannot write, and that no one has been raised up to travel with me so that I shall present a proper appearance. I am convinced the best thing for me to do is to stop until my way is made plain before me. I have for years worked against fearful odds, but I will quietly wait till my path is made plain. I have received 2 short letters from Willie. I have sent letters quite frequently. I am glad for any word from any of you. Received a letter from Edson about 1 week ago. I will not write you a lengthy letter now. I hope you will be of good courage in the Lord. Mother.